No, we, you know, I mean, we just, we, the Bears are what we thought they were. They're what we thought they were.
Say that one more time, please. One more time. Boom! One more time. Boom!
Welcome to the Bear Essentials. On today's show, we preview the Hall of Fame game and much, much more. What's happening, Prez?
What's happening, Prez? What's happening is we is back up in this motherfucker, boy. Man, I feel so good to be back on this show. How you doing, A-Dub?
I'm happy to be back on the show. It's been a minute, bro. I miss talking with you about the Bears, man. I'm so much looking forward to it, bro.
Man, we are back in audience. I want to let y'all know, like, this ain't got nothing to do about Chicago State of Mind. Yeah, we've been busy on that side of the house. We've been at Howlett Hall. It's just, we just decided today it was time to bring the show back. So listen, we got a lot for y'all here on this show today. A-Dub, again, this show for the audience, we want to let y'all know, we don't take this thing lightly, and it's something that we are very passionate about. This show's going nowhere, so you never have to worry about that. So if you don't see that we podcast for a month or something like that, don't worry. We just probably doing some other shit. You know what I'm saying?
But you know what, Perez? I do appreciate, you know, all the fans who've been rocking with us, man. I just want to say thank you to all of them. You know, we're back. We're ready to go.
Yeah, and listen, all the messages that just coming through, they're like, man, where are y'all at? What y'all been doing? You know, we deserve to enjoy the summer a little bit, y'all. You know what I mean? And the thing is, I think they got spoiled because, dude, when we started this show in the beginning, man, we went every week, all off season. Every single week we had something coming. Yeah, you know, sometimes, you know, it's okay for us to take a little month off or whatever it was. You know, I wasn't counting, but we back now. That's all that matters.
Then we got some fire, bro. So I'm with you on that note. I'm looking forward to going ahead and knocking it out, man.
Well, I mean, I'm going to get right to it, man. So obviously, audience, we mentioned we've been at Howlett Hall. We're credential media now for the Chicago Bears. So that's something that we're very, very happy about. I mean, before it'd be, okay, you know, you guys can come to a practice here or there. I was at every practice for the last week. You know what I mean? So we got a lot of nuggets for you guys. I wanted to start off, man, first of all, by giving a salute to Simone Biles for leading Team USA to a gold medal. And shout out to the Bears and that entire organization for allowing Jonathan Owens to step away from training camp to be able to be there by his wife's side. I thought that shit was a great gesture. Matt Eberflus even talked about it when I was at Howlett Hall. He said, the Olympics is something that's a big deal to us here internally. And he talked about how it was a no-brainer for them to allow him to be there with his wife.
I salute the Bears for doing that, Perez. You're right, man. Just giving that guy an opportunity to be with his family, enjoy the moment. I mean, this is epic. I mean, Simone Biles has been doing great things for such a long time, man, in the Olympics. And to see her once again go out there and win gold, I mean, it's good to have him there to support.
The GOAT. As I always say, she's the GOAT. And I know there's a lot of people that were hitting us up and saying, what do you guys think about this? We think it's BS. And, you know, he should be focused on football and this and that. I'm like, bruh, these guys are not robots. They have lives. They have children. And at the end of the day, put yourself in that situation. If that was your wife or your significant other, wouldn't you want to be there for them in that moment? I mean, that shit was dope, man, when they won that thing and when they was posing. And I saw him out there in the audience. He was rocking the T-shirt and he was pumping his fist in the air. I'm like, bro, those are moments, man, you can't get that type of stuff back. You know what I mean? That's what this whole life is all about.
And that is what it's about, man. Those moments right there that you don't get back, Chris. You will never get this moment right here back again. And the good thing is that, hey, the season hasn't started yet. I understand people talking about the preparation for the season. I get that part of it. But he hasn't missed any games, you know. This is all in the offseason, of course. And right now he's spending that quality time with family and watching his wife do something great, something amazing, you know, that's never been done before.
Listen, he ain't missing anything, well, except for the fact that DJ Moore got fucking paid.
Man, hey, bro, DJ Moore came through, bro. Hey, getting that bag.
Listen, and you was there. You cut up the audio from DJ Moore when he was talking about that contract. DJ Moore has some funny moments. Like, these are kind of some of the funnier moments that I've seen DJ Moore have with the media. But I'm sure when you bring in a $110 million contract, you're probably in a really good mood. You know what I mean?
He was in a great mood, man. I mean, you talk about being funny with the media, you know, making jokes with the reporter who's from Oregon. I mean, he was having a great time. But really what got me when he talked about, you know, how he spent his time once he signed the contract and all that stuff, right? He was like, hey, man, you know, with my family, we had some Popeye's chicken, man. That's what we did. So all this $110 million he got with that 80-plus million guaranteed money, the guy with the Popeye's for his and had that for dinner.
Hey, I ain't mad at him. He said he got that boy spicy, and that's how that contract was. That contract was spicy out here in these streets. Mercy. Yes. Hey, DJ Moore, let your boy hold 20. Come on now.
Hey, man, DJ Moore, let us all hold something, man. The brother's feeling pretty good right now.
And this is the thing, man. I love how DJ Moore's energy is, because now that he got his back, he like, now go ahead and take care of Keenan Allen. And I like that. He put the focus back on his teammate, because we all know that Keenan Allen is due for a deal. And so now it's like, Ryan Poles, what say you?
Exactly, man. He put Ryan Poles on the spot right there. Like, hey, bring back the weapon, man. And Keenan Allen, we know he's been able to do it in his history-wise. So it's like, hey, this is good for Caleb Williams. We can bring back Keenan Allen, man. Make it happen.
I mean, let's just be honest, man. Keenan Allen, to your point, we know what he's done. A lot of people will talk about the injury history of him. I'm not getting into all that. Everything that I've observed with him in practice so far, we've seen it. The elite route running. Every drill, man, he just does that thing to perfection. And we're going to get into some more takeaways from the early parts of training camp. But just talking about this Keenan Allen and what he represents for this team, it's a security blanket for Caleb Williams. There's been so much talk about the time that Caleb Williams and Keenan Allen spent during the offseason. You can see that connection early on in camp. And my biggest thing here is you have a guy here that has done pretty much everything that you could do at that wide receiver position in this league. DJ Moore can still learn from him. Rome can take so much from him. So there's a lot of value in having a guy like this in your wide receiver room.
And Perez, you already know how DJ Moore felt in his presser about the fact that, hey, I was the only one. So I was able to get a lot of catches and all those things, right? He's a guy that's willing to share the wealth with others, right? So having Keenan there with him, hey, man, that's another weapon. And what that does, it's something that can take a lot of pressure off DJ Moore and, you know, off Caleb Williams. So, yes, I would love Keenan to get that extension, man, and the Bears make that happen. But seeing what these guys have been able to do thus far this offseason, it says a lot about Keenan Allen and what he wants to do.
Listen, I just love that DJ Moore was already working Keenan Allen and asking him, like, hey, what's your number, man? I know we can get this thing done. So they already got a guy in the locker room who's really trying to lobby to make sure that this guy comes back.
Man, don't you just love the fact about DJ Moore, how he goes to bat for his teammates, bro? I mean, you were not seeing what he did for Justin Fields, of course, last year, right? Went to bat for him. But now he talked about having Caleb Williams, how he's going to go to war for him. But you see it with Keenan Allen as well. This is what DJ Moore does, man. He's a locker room guy. He's a team player, man. He's a leader. Look at him right now going to bat for Keenan Allen.
And this is my thing. When you look at the cap numbers, the Bears are going to have about $48 million in cap space next season when all things are told. Could they sign Keenan Allen to an extension? Possibly. But if you look at the needs that this team has, they do have pressing needs in other areas, right? So if you look at a Keenan Allen, Ryan Poles may say, this is a luxury, right? And this is something that is a nice to have, maybe not a need to have. So we'll see how Ryan Poles, you know, he's strategic in how he does things, right? So we'll see now what happens between now and next March. But I will tell you right now, I'm just going to buckle up and just enjoy this one season that we have with Keenan Allen at least, and just see what the future holds with the situation.
Because, Perez, if this goes well, it might force Ryan Poles in to say, hey, you know what? Let's bring Keenan back, you know? You just never know, right? Let's see how this thing forms.
I mean, right now, this trio, and the Bears have had some decent wide receiver trios in the past, but I think this might be the best wide receiver trio that we've had in the Bears' history, at least in my history of being a fan and being alive, right? I mean, this thing right here, I just can't wait till we get the season started up. I know when we preview the matchup, we know none of the starters are going to play in the game, so we're going to have to wait a little bit long. But from some of the things that I observed in practice, audience, you guys aren't going to be disappointed.
No disappointment there for sure. But you're right, man. This trio you're talking about here, man, just might be the best we've seen, man. And now it'll be good to see what it all looks like when the season starts, right? Because right now, we've been hearing a lot of good things and a lot of good things what's been happening in camp.
And like I said, off season, it's not just about having DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, and Dunza. It's also about the fact that you have a stud coming out of that backfield in DeAndre Swift. Still got Khalil Herbert in the building. Don't forget about Khalil Herbert, y'all. I keep telling people, don't forget about 2-4. He's still that dude. And you got Cole Kmet, my Notre Dame Fighting Irish, Cole Kmet. This offense is loaded.
And last time we was on this show, we talked about the fact that, hey, Caleb Williams really doesn't have a lot of excuses here, you know? When you have weapons like that, bro, you are feeling pretty good. You come into a very good situation, unlike many quarterbacks we've seen in NFL history.
Listen, bro, like you said, this is the best situation for a quarterback alone, let alone a rookie quarterback.
Right.
Come on, man. This is the best receiver room in franchise history, and Caleb Williams is walking into this thing. And my thing is, the Bears have never had a 4,000-yard quarterback. I don't see any reason why we can't see that this season.
Bro, I don't see why not either. You know, it's like, dude, everything is set up for you. The way the offense is structured, the way they want to run the offense, it's like, hey, you got a golden opportunity here. So I can't see that not happening, Chris.
And the thing is, when I look at a guy like Caleb Williams, listen, the guy's fine-tuning. He's getting himself right. He can't do it all by himself, right? But those receivers need him to play well as well. So this whole thing starts and stops with number 18.
And the good thing is the chemistry that he's getting now with his wide receivers. You know, it's like, hey, you're getting a good opportunity here, you know, to do something amazing in the season. So right now, he's putting a lot of work into what he's doing. And I got to give Caleb a lot of credit. That's what's been coming out of this, man. His knowledge, his learning, you know, willing to do anything he needs to do to get better. So I like that about the guy. He's humble himself.
Well, it was just a lot of misconceptions about him. We talked about that shit at the draft. And a lot of times is that people, they have lazy narratives. And that's why for us on this platform and then also just with us being in media, we want to dispel a lot of those things. Get to know somebody before you just start piling on and just saying a bunch of shit about them, right? And so, facts. Caleb, from my experience with him, bruh, I've come away from each individual interaction with him just like, he's all right with me. Solid kid. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everybody's different. My biggest thing is this. Don't confuse confidence with arrogance or cockiness. I love being around somebody that believes in themselves. We all should believe in ourselves. And if we don't, then, you know, I'm sorry to hear that. Because I tell you one thing, A-Double tell you that about me. I think I'm the best podcaster that does it. And I don't give a shit if people disagree with your prerogative. But when I get on this microphone, I know that I'm damn good at what I do. And maybe that might be a little cockiness. Whatever. Deal with it. Shit. <I'm...
laughs> Hey, friends, that ain't cockiness, man. That's just confidence, bro. I mean, I love your confidence because you know what? That confidence spread over to Dub. You know what I mean? So the people you are around, bro, just understand that confidence, you know, trickled down, man. And to that point, that's what Caleb has also done with people around him, you know? It's like, hey, everyone's going to have confidence playing with this guy because he's making sure that, you know, he's leading the way. He's modding the way. And that's what you want. You want everybody around you feeling confident. And that's what you do a good job at as well, Chris.
Hey, I try. Well, I talked about Keenan. I talked about Keenan Allen earlier, and I do want to talk about some of my impressions from training camp so far. So I've covered 6 practices so far. So I think that's a decent little sample size for me to kind of talk some little shit to y'all here on this show, audience.
True. But
when it came to Keenan Allen, you knew heading into training camp, dude. No one was sitting here wondering about what Keenan Allen's going to be able to do, what he's going to be able to produce, because you know what he's going to be able to do. His track record is his track record. But I would say every expectation that I may have had in my back of my mind about, okay, what's he going to be able to do here in Chicago? Up to this point. Now, I'm going to say, up to this point, he has exceeded my expectations from what I have seen. This guy's been making incredible plays in camp. And a lot of the stuff that I've really impressed with him is the things that have not been designed. There's been the improvisational type of things that I've seen him and Caleb be able to do out there. Now, I talked about that chemistry that these two have had. And you've seen it so far in camp. When their plays are breaking down, Keenan Allen and also Caleb kind of be having that nonverbal communication. That is so important for wide receiver and a quarterback to be able to kind of just give each other that look and know what the hell that shit means. You know, A-Dub and I had that look when we'd be in the room, and I was like, look over him. He already know what I'm thinking.
Right.
That is chemistry, and that's what you want when you're trying to perform at a high level. And Keenan Allen, I'm telling you right now, audience, mercy, mercy, mercy. He had a sideline little catch in practice that happened, and I had my binoculars on. I almost dropped the motherfuckers. I'm like, damn, that was a nice-ass fucking catch. And you know what the best part about that was? Caleb Williams was also improvised on that because he was sprinting out left and threw a fucking dart. And that is what you're going to get from a Caleb Williams, man. It's just that ability. If you see him moving, don't just assume that he's going to run.
Right.
He's moving to give his receivers a chance to make a play. And he does not have any fucking issues with fucking putting balls into tight spots. Pause.
Keenan Allen and Caleb Williams, right? And the part I want to really focus in on what you shared though, bro, and this is no knock on Justin Fields whatsoever. I don't want anybody to take it that way. But to seeing what Caleb Williams has been able to do early on, bro, with his vision and keeping his, you know, keeping his legs moving, his mobility going, and still making throws downfield like that, bro, with his eyes and vision downfield still, that's impressive, bro, for a rookie at that, you know, to be able to do those kind of things, you know. He's already got that package already, bro. And to see that connection with him and Keenan like that, where they look at each other like that, bro, and know what's going on and know where they need to be at, doing those type of plays that's off script, that says a lot about that, about both of them, man. And I'm looking forward to seeing that type of work down the road. But I got to give it to Caleb, man. That dude been throwing darts, bro. And he's been learning every practice, getting better and better. So you like how he's committing to offense.
And then one last point I had on Keenan is I'm also liking the mentorship that I'm seeing. I'm loving, I've talked about it earlier, the relationship that him and DJ Moore seem to have. They have a good vibe. Mm-hmm. You love that, right? DJ Moore doesn't feel threatened by Keenan Allen being on his roster. But then also, too, the work that I've seen Keenan Allen doing with Tyler Scott and Roman Dunsey. And speaking of Tyler Scott, he's another guy that's been impressing me early on because a lot of people, they had some heat for you, Tyler, last season. But, bro, so far in camp, man, I can't say nothing bad about him, man. He's gone out there and he's balling out, bro.
You talked a lot about Tyler Scott when the Bears got him, when they drafted the guy. You know, you were like, hey, this kid got some unbelievable speed, man. You catch him downfield, he gone, you know. And the good thing about what he's been doing when he getting downfield, bro, he's been making those catches. Last season, we saw him drop some stuff, you know. Yep. But now it's like, hey, this guy woke up. He's like, hey, look, I'm playing with some elite wide receivers. They're mentoring me. They're teaching me some things here, man. I'm stepping my game up. But it shows you how iron sharpens iron, right? Where you're learning from all the other great wide receivers, and now you're putting together your own film, your own tape right now and saying, hey, I'm ready to play with these guys here, man. I'm confident. That's what you talked about earlier, Prince, that confidence, how it trickled down, man. And that's half the battle right there.
And you got to think about it. To the point that you were making, Tyler Scott's a fourth-string wide receiver. Out of all the wide receivers that we rattled off earlier, he's the one, honestly, that outside of, you know, Keenan Allen making some spectacular catches, but Tyler's been consistent. And the thing about it is, he's showing that he has a strong connection with Caleb Williams as well. And I hate to pick on folks, man. But, man, he was cooking Kyler Gordon, bro. Cooking him.
You're right. You know, and I'm quite sure Kyler Gordon not liking that at all, you know.
Hell no.
But you got to give it to Tyler Scott. It's like, hey, look, this kid is ready, man. He's 1 year better. You know, he went against these guys last year, you know, and got banged up, and he's learned from that experience, you know. But the point is, the Bears got a solid secondary, you know. They're going to work each other, you know, this entire offseason, you know, camp and all that stuff, you know. And they're really going to help each other get better. But I got to give it to Tyler Scott, man, from actually answering the call, man, and going out there and performing extremely well.
And like I said, man, Kyler Gordon, you know how we feel about you on this show. Listen, huge fans.
Boy, right.
Call a spade around here. Like I said, early on, impressions with Kyler, they were a little rough in my opinion. Same thing with Nate Davis. I'm gonna get back to you in a second. I let you off the hook last season. I said, you know what? You have, you know, some life things that are going on. I'm not going to go after you on the show. But it's a new season and it's a new year. And Nate, Mr. Davis, I got some words for you. But Kyler Gordon, now just think about this. He's missed extended days with what Matt Eberflus labeled as tightness. And I already told y'all what Tyler Scott did to him earlier in camp, beating him with deep passes and whatnot. But when you're missing four practices in a row to start camp, that's a concern. Yeah. And that's kind of the same thing that I feel like with Mr. Davis. We need to be able to depend on you, man. We need to know if you're going to be out there on the field. And practice is important. Now, I know we said earlier that, you know what I'm saying, it wasn't that big of a deal for Mr. Owens to be out there supporting his wife. That's something different, man. That's 1 week. But what have we seen from Nate Davis as a Bear? All we've noticed is that he's missed a lot of practice. And that's your brand. That's just the perception that people have about you. And we're seeing it again.
You know this about me, Prez. I called out Nate Davis last season. And I know you gave him a fair shot. You gave him a fair chance. I respect that, bro. But you're right. Last year and now, we're seeing what's happening now with missing practices. It's like, hey, man, this is too much. You know, we got Ryan Bates over there, you know, playing guard, because now we got to figure that out, because Ryan Bates was in the battle for the center role. But that's now, right, if you're going to miss games, bro, we got to think about, hey, a contingency plan, right? What are we going to do with the right guard spot, you know, if Nate Davis can't go, you know? We got to have somebody there solid, right, to protect Caleb as well, you know? So it's like, hey, Nate Davis, my pace for you is getting very, very low, man, because you've been missing a lot of practices. You've been missing games, you know, and all this doing is adding up to show that, hey, you're not reliable. Now, if this season comes up, Perez, where he's not there, oh, it's going to be an uproar, man. You just getting paid for nothing, bro. Really, you on a payroll, man, and you're not being able to go out there and help the team.
See, this is my thing, man. I try to be objective on this show. I try to be fair.
True.
But what has his past shown us? Again, mispractices, whether it's OTAs, minicamp, training camp, right? He wasn't full go in June, and now we're seeing more issues pop up with him in July.
Yep.
And this is my thing. You could tell that the patience is wearing thin with Matt Eberflus, because his comments to the media, I was listening to him, and I'm like, yeah, Matt Eberflus is like, hey, enough is enough here.
Right. And I feel Eberflus on that, bro, because let's be honest, Perez, last year when Nate Davis played, he did okay. He was okay, but was he great? No, he wasn't, man. He was getting out there, you know, getting blown up out there, man, getting bullied out there. It's like, hey, you didn't do your job that we were expecting you to do. And now you're missing practices this season as well, this year, coming to this season. Hey, man, it's too much. It is too much. So now I think Eberflus is learning that, hey, you know what? Is this guy going to be reliable? That's a concern, a major one.
It is. And like going back to my take about Kyler Gordon. Kyler Gordon's got all the talent in the world, but I worry about him sometimes because injuries have been a thing in his past.
Yeah.
He even alluded to it when he had some early media availability with us, and he talked about his injuries and how he went into this offseason trying to ensure that he put himself in a better position to stay healthy for the full 17-week season. So my thing is, right now, when you're seeing this early him sitting out some practices, it's a concern.
Part of it, why it's a concern to me, is the fact that you and I both know that Kyler Gordon is a physical, you know, corner out there. You know, he's out there playing physical, man. He wants to hit and everything else. And honestly, when you're playing that physical like he is, bro, you are liable to, you know, get hurt in general, you know. So you wonder, like you said, if all this stuff, you know, is going to catch up with him, man, and seeing some early signs of him, you know, being out, it is a concern, man, because when he's out there, you're like, hey, you feel pretty good about him. But again, he's a guy that can get hurt. So that's what you worry about, and you hope you don't continue with this track record of being hurt. That's what you don't want to see with him.
No. Now, what I will say is, in the offseason, we talked about Jarvon Dexter being the guy that we were expecting to take a next step up. And I know that everybody wants to have that one guy that they hype up during training camp. It happens every year. Maybe some people might be doing that a little bit with this kid, but what I will tell you with my own eyes that the good Lord has blessed me with, brother, the thing that I've been most impressed about him is the work that this man put on in the offseason. The way he did with his body to transform his body, man, he looks like a different dude than he did a year ago coming into this league. He looks quicker. He looks faster. And you guys know, I'm not going to just sit over here and just tell y'all and repeat something that somebody else is telling you. I see this guy in drills. He's out there, bro. I'm sitting here like, the ball snapped. Boom. And what was the big thing about him last year? People were talking about his get off and how he was getting off the football. Shit.
Javon Dexter is shutting some people up, bro. And the good thing about him as well, man, he's learned a lot from Montez, where, you know, and how Montez approached the game. I mean, he's astute, you know, and you got to love this about Javon Dexter, you know, somebody that's willing, you know, put the work in, get better, eating right, all these different things. To your point, Perez, coming in, transforming his body, man. Javon Dexter feels like he has a lot to prove this season. You like what you're seeing early on, man. Hey, Javon Dexter, man, handle your business, bro. I see you.
And this is the thing. I know people are going to sit here and they're going to listen to what I said. They're going to say, well, Perez, you know, it's judging linemen in training camp is difficult. Okay. Yeah, that's fine. And the Bears have had the pads on about 3 or 4 practices. Yeah, I get you. I feel you. But regardless of that bullshit, right. I'll tell you is when I see this kid, man, I see big time potential ahead of him. And you mentioned Montez Sweat, man. This is my thing. When you have a guy like Montez Sweat, who was an absolute fucking dog, it opens it up for a guy like Javon Dexter to go out there and make plays. And like I said, in order for this defense to do what it needs to do and to get to the next level, it needs somebody like that to complement Montez Sweat and take things to the next level, A-Dub, because we already know what Montez Sweat's going to do. I mean, dude, in practice, he's been blowing things up. Now, I know he needs to stay away from Caleb because I've been like, all right now, Montez, what you got going on with my boy Caleb?
hey, look, man. Hey, Montez, we're having flashbacks, man. Like, hey, you know, it's wartime, you know? He's going in the trenches, man, ready to get to the quarterback, you know? But it's just second nature for him, you know what I mean? But, yeah, step off Caleb, man. We don't need our quarterback hurt, bro.
No, Eberflus wasn't playing, man. He threw him up out of the drill. And – when he talked to us in the media, he was like, he said that Montez Sweat was lucky that Caleb didn't drop him. Those were some strong words because Caleb was pissed.
And you know what? Caleb has all the reason to be pissed, man. Hey, man, no contact on the quarterback, man. What are you doing? You know? So, yeah, I'm not mad at Caleb because Caleb like, look, man, I want to play, man. I want to show this team, you know. I want to get an opportunity to win Rookie of the Year, whatever, you know. I want to go out there and perform. I want to help the team here, you know. So you can't have me getting hit by Montez Sweat, who's one of the best pass rushers in the game, you know. No, dude, relax.
Darnell Wright, Braxton Jones. They have been getting baptized by fire. And this is the thing. Like you said earlier in the show, iron does sharpen iron. And let's hope that he's getting these guys right for the season because he has been a nuisance out there. And this is my thing. Even though Eberflus threw him out of the drill and was kind of pissed off with him, that didn't stop Montez Sweat from getting after it. Because the next damn series, they put him back out there in practice. He was out there doing his thing. Would have had another sack. So my whole thing is, bro, this is going to be a scary season for this defense, man, if somebody can step up and compliment what the hell Montez Sweat's bringing to the table. Because I'm telling you, bro, everything I've seen with him in practice, Jesus Christ.
Man, Montez Sweat is ready, bro. But I like where you were going when you talked about Darnell Wright and Braxton Jones, man. Montez Sweat is sending a message to those guys. Step your darn game up, you know? Look, I understand I touched the quarterback, but guess what? When the season starts, guess what? It ain't going to be me touching the quarterback. It's going to be somebody else, you know? Do you want that on your, you know, on your conscience, you know? Protect your quarterback, man. So I'm going to continue going hard at you guys till you get better, man. And what better guy you want to have coming at you than Montez Sweat, you know? So to your point, man, Darnell Wright, Braxton Jones, it'll be a good time for you guys to really learn and step your game up for sure.
Now, one thing that's been popping up and people have been asking me a lot of questions about is names like Perez, man. How's it been with the Hard Knocks being there at Hallis Hall? And I tell you what, then, from my vantage point, they stay out of our way. They kind of do their thing. They're there. You see them there. And I'm telling you, when I saw that trailer that they released for it, I was like, damn, this shit going to be lit. It's going to be lit.
Hey, man, that trailer had me pumped up, bro. I'm like, wait a minute. I like this intro, man. Hey, I'm looking forward to it, though.
I mean, come on now. Think about it. Anytime you start talking about guys like Walter Payton and the 85 damn Bears defense, and then it transitions over to your Jalen Johnsons and your Montez Sweats, I was like, okay, Hard Knocks. You know what I mean? They paid homage, and then they freaking brought it to today's time.
Look, man, I got to give Hard Knocks a lot of credit, bro. Because I'm telling you right now, man, if you're a Bears fan, big-time Bears fan, you see that, you're like, wait a minute. I'm tuned in. Forget that. You already pumped up. You can't wait for it to start, man, you know. But I got to give Hard Knocks their credit, man. They did a good job advertising and selling it, bro.
We all know it. We not only do we have a talented roster, but you have so many characters on this team, bro. Like, I can't even begin to even name, but DeMarcus Walker is like one of the first ones that pop up in my mind. This dude in practice, he's always talking. He talks the most shit out of anybody I've seen on the practice field. But I love that because it gets people going. And that's what he's looking for. He even says he's looking for somebody to talk back with him. He said that gets him fired up, and he's trying to fire people up. He's trying to get people better. So I think the Hard Knocks cameras, they're going to love them some Montez Sweat. They're going to love them some DeMarcus Walker. You know they're going to get some good stuff from Caleb Williams. Like, dude, sure. I can't wait to see what they do with this because the Bears have so many dudes that are quotable and have personality and swag. Oh, we're going to be in for it, man. I can't wait.
And you add to the fact, bro, a lot of competitive players on this team, man. Hey, they ready to get after each other, though, you know? But that's what you like, man, the competition, the trash talking, man. That's all part of the game, bro. We love it, you know what I mean? So I'm looking forward to it.
Hall of Fame game, it's on the horizon. Bears football is back. The NFL's back. Mercy, where'd the offseason go, E-Dub?
Man, that offseason went by very fast, bro. OTAs to where we are now, man. Wow, came by very quickly.
But like I was saying earlier, Eberflus mentioned that the starters will not play in the game this evening. He's calling it like a bonus exhibition contest. That's fine. You know, we get a look at some other guys on the roster and whatnot. I know Caleb Williams, he was definitely trying to position himself to play. And basically Eberflus said, oh, Caleb's going to play in the exhibition. Don't you worry. But the way that he wants to do it is he wants to kind of ramp it up. And right. I think they feel like this game right here is just an extra game. And they probably want to lower the risk of their players being exposed to injury. So I'm okay with, you know, the decision that was made here. As long as they don't do the Matt Nagy thing and put everybody on bubble wrap for an entire preseason, I'm good. That shit right there, man, it ruined our damn season, man. Because we weren't ready.
We weren't ready at all, bro. But you know what? I'm glad he's giving us a heads up. Eberflus saying that, hey, you know what? Caleb is going to play in some preseason games, man. I like to hear that, you know. This game here, you know, protect your players, man. I'm okay with that. You don't want to see nobody else coming out hurt. Major pieces to your team, you know, get hurt in a game like this here. It's not even worth it, you know, from that perspective. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing what Caleb can do in the preseason game, man, along with others. Roma Dunes, I want to see what he can do, you know. So it's just so many of the players we want to see get opportunity, you know, in preseason and continue to build that chemistry.
But tonight's game is going to be a really good opportunity for the role players. Yep. We got Tyson Bagent starting, but we get a chance to see your Tyler Scotts and some of these guys emerge. And so, listen, audience, it's still going to be a great game. It's going to be some valuable reps the players are going to be getting. I'm fired up, man. I can't wait. Listen, Bears football, I don't care if it's third stringers. I'm watching it all. I don't give a damn. Because this is compelling stuff, bro. Like, this type of stuff right here, guys, this is why A-Dub and I do this, man. We love this team, bruh. For the first training camp practice when I drove up, man, I had the biggest smile on my face, man. I was tired as hell. I had just, you know, I've been traveling a lot. I flew back the night before. Man, I dusted that tiredness off as soon as I saw that damn gate. I was like, ooh, look at that C. Look at that bear C. Yes, sir.
In the building, baby. Love it. Man, I'm with you there, Perez, man. It's always a joy, man, to go at Hallis Hall, man. And it gets you pumped up for the season, bro. You just can't wait for the season to start. But just seeing the players get out there on the field, man, going to work, man, it just does something to your energy, you know? It gives you a whole nother vibe, man. And I just enjoy watching the team, man, you know, what they're able to do and covering the team as well, you know? But you're right, man. I'm looking forward to seeing whoever's playing out there on the field in this game here, man, on Thursday. So it's like, hey, who's out there? Tyson Bagent, show these cats why you're number two, baby. You know what I mean? Go out there and go to work. Tyler Scott, man, you've been killing it, man, already, man. So go out there and show these guys what you've been doing in practice, you know? But you're going to tend to see a lot of other cats that you don't see often, you know? Go out there and perform. So that's what I'm looking forward to, man. Make a name for yourself. Earn a roster spot.
Yeah, a guy like Velus Jones, who, you know, to this point, hadn't really earned that draft spot. He's been talking shit. I heard him yelling at Matty Buffoos one day in practice, said, you got nobody on your defense that can stop me. And I'm sitting up here like, all right, man, Vela's been hanging around Keenan Allen too long. He's talking some crazy shit over here. I'm like, Velus, that sounds good, but I ain't seen nothing like that out of you. But, hey, listen, again, what did I say earlier? I love the shit talking. And yeah, that might have been him because for the Hard Knocks cameras. Who knows? But Velus is talking crazy out there. Talking crazy. But, hey, he's going to have his opportunity tonight to show us something.
For sure. Hey, man, show us some Bayless. You know your boy Dub been coming at you in the past couple of seasons, man. I'm sorry, but you got to show
I'm
me
not,
something, bro.
I ain't sorry, because he was sorry. Sorry as hell out there. Make it right, fellas. Make it right.
Exactly, fellas. Go out there, man. Perform, though. Show us something, man. You got to, bro, because you on thin ice anyway, man, honestly. So you talking trash, that's going to pump you up and prepare you for the game. Cool. I'm cool with it, man. I just want to see you show something, man. Be productive out there.
Yes, sir. Well, listen, audience. Man, me and A-Dub, man, we are so excited for the start of this season. Man, the shows are going to be coming back now on a weekly basis. We are fired up. We are ready. I can't wait for tonight's ball game. A-Dub, man, we're going to chop it up probably in a couple of days, man. We might do another little hit, man, for some preseason practices, and we'll probably do a little recap of the game and kind of give our thoughts. But, audience, we'll be back in a couple of days. Don't you worry. But, listen, we are so happy to be back here. The season is going to be a huge one for us here at DBE and Chicago State of Mind, but also for this fan base. You know, we deserve a team that I think A-Dub is poised to turn the corner. And I think that this team, man, we're in a good spot here. I like the energy in the building. I like some of the momentum that's even happening around the organization. Matt Eberflus is out here, man. He's more comfortable with the media. He seems that he's kind of gotten himself a little comfortable, man. Like, I remember I used to joke on this show about Matt Eberflus. I was like, bro, get him in front of the cameras and he's going to be the most awkward dude ever. But guess what? That has not been the case. Dude's gotten comfortable. He's locked in. Got that cool haircut that A-Dub always talking about. Hey, Eberflus a new man out here in these streets, man.
He sure is, Rez. And you know what? He has a good reason to be, you know? When you got a team like this here, man, when they call it a generational talent with the quarterback, you got some nice weapons. Your defense was showing a lot of great things last season for sure, you know? You're feeling pretty good about this, bro. So, you know what? He has a good reason to relax. But, of course, as he knows, there's some high expectations going on as well. So, Eberflus, enjoy the ride, man, but do your thing.
Listen, audience, enjoy that ball game. Devin Hester getting into the Hall of Fame. Mongo getting into the Hall of Fame. Bear the fuck down, and we will talk with you guys soon.